This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877. DOCDALI. So I have a lot of friends from school. Most of them are guys. And one of my guy friends said, Dahlia, why aren't you trying the weight loss injections? Okay, now, see, he could do it. I could see the guy. It was one of my girlfriends. I'd be like, girl, please. And then it would be on. When your guy friends say, hey, why don't you check this out? You know, because they're straight with me. Yeah, I could lose some weight. I am not using the weight loss drugs. And many listeners have asked me about it. Do I endorse them? Do I think they're great? These GLP-1 agonists, I apologize. I've been eating lettuce. See, I've been eating salad. I'm trying to do it the natural way. I'm eating my salad. Problem is you get lettuce in your mouth. These weight loss medications that help increase satiety, slow food propulsion into through your system, and allow you to digest, feel full longer. The idea behind them was fantastic for diabetes. Absolutely fantastic for diabetes. People ate less. They lost weight. Their hemoglobin A1C, their hemoglobin A1C, how sugary your blood cells are, dropped, showing that their diabetes would be in more control. And the medications like Ozempic and Mounjaro, fantastic. So Ozempic's weight loss FDA-approved drug brand is Wegovy. Mounjaro's FDA-approved brand is Zepbound. And these medications are now available by injection. You do them once a week. They cost anywhere from $1,000 to $1,600 a month. Insurance, it's iffy on whether they cover them or not, depending on the prior auth and what your doctor can do. But we are hearing study after study saying when people go off the medication, they gain the weight back. I don't have $1,600 a month to spend on temporary weight loss. And I don't want to go up and down. When I lose weight, I want that weight to be off. I understand I would love to wear a bikini this summer. We're going to Hawaii for a wedding. I would love to be able to be in a bikini. But no. By the way, rapid weight loss could also trigger gallstones and gallbladder attacks. Why trigger that just to when I have to go off the medication, gain it back? And so also I have, I haven't had multiple hernia surgeries. My bowels are already kind of twisted, so I can't risk the side effect of the gastroparesis. So, you know, for things to move down my bowel perfectly, I have to sometimes stand on my head. I have to do calisthenics. And it's, ice skate, stand when I play on the computer, and in order to make sure things pass. So I feel like if I started those shots, I wouldn't be able to last more than 6 months, let alone a year. Well, people have asked, what is the average amount of time that people are on them? Aren't people on them long term? Well, remember, Wegovy hasn't been out longer than a year. And Zepbound just came out last month. So people have been on Ozempic and Mounjaro, but I've known diabetics that couldn't continue because they couldn't pay for them or they were in short supply. Well, now a study has said that many patients with diabetes quit Ozempic and Mounjaro. So your group, the demographic, where we would have long-term studies on how long people can be on the medication for or are using the medication for, this latest study said the diabetics on the Ozempic and Mounjaro, which are the diabetic brands of the Wegovy and Zepbound, leaving within a year, stopping it within a year. A new study finds that half of the patients who use these therapies, the GLP-1s, quit them within a year. Now, why? Well, the side effects. The nausea, the vomiting, the diarrhea. Now, I know, and I've thought this too, I'm not going to lie. If I could be skinny, and I just had to be nauseous or have diarrhea, I would take the nausea and the vomiting and the diarrhea if I could be skinny. But the problem is you have to function. And the nausea, the vomiting, and the diarrhea are not things you could sustain. It's not healthy. I know a lot of us will say, you know what, I'll live through it. I'll deal with the pain. I'll deal with that as long as I'm skinny. No, it's just not sustainable. And it's a sign that the body may be rejecting it or the body doesn't like it. Now, it's a sign of the body being under duress. So what ends up happening is people have to discontinue it. Now, there are other medications that people could use, but you know, they looked at 82,000 diabetic patients and they tracked them between 2014 and 2017. And they found that about 38% of people stopped taking the drug within a year. And, the metformin users, 38% stopped. But those who were on the GLP-1s, 50% stopped. So I'm not saying that one out of every two people isn't going to make it a year with the medication. But we don't have enough data of the individuals on the weight loss versions. And the weight loss versions are the same drug. All right, so where do we get our data from? Well, the ones on the diabetic drug. And those individuals on the diabetic drug who may not be on has high dosing. If half of them are having trouble staying on it for a year, and I also think part of it is also cost. It is expensive. And on top of that, short supply. You have to expect that you are going to rebound your weight. And now, what about the depression that could ensue? We're going to have something called Wegovy depression or Zepbound depression. And that is going to be the individuals who were on it, get off of it, and now the weight comes roaring back. And you would think, you know what, I trained myself. If I'm on it for a year, I'm going to train myself to not eat. Your body and its dopamine system, you know, if you have something, you know, trying to train it, for some people, that works, and that's what we do in rehab, to train people to not want narcotics and, you know, smoking and other sorts of things that could affect your dopaminergic system and make you addicted. But most people gain it back because these medications are very strong. So if you do make a New Year's resolution that you're going to lose weight and this is the way you're going to do it, please, for the love of God, have Plan B. And please be prepared that the weight could come back if you can't stay on it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, I love this question. And I want to deal with it right now, address it right now. Okay, so I was born in California. I was born in Cedars of Lebanon, which is now Cedars of Sinai Hospital, and I lived there until my parents couldn't afford to live there any longer, and then we moved to Phoenix when I was 6 years old, and then I grew up between Phoenix and Las Vegas, went to multiple schools, we moved back and forth, and then I went back to California when I went to UCLA my final year of medical school to do all my fourth-year electives, and then matched back in Vegas. So for me, I've lived in Vegas, Southern California, Phoenix, Arizona, and then Reno, Nevada, when I went to UNR Medical School there. And I have an email from Gil. Gil writes, this is cool. I live in Southern California and I'm planning on relocating this. Oh, in Southern Nevada. He lives in Southern California and I'm planning on relocating to Southern Nevada. But her Nevadans are cold and pretty much jerks to us Californians. Is that true? Now, I have seen the headlines. Remember there was somebody who had a license plate? You know, go back to California. Again, now mind you, I still feel like at my core I'm a Californian. Because that's where I was born. I love California. It's one of my favorite states in the union. So, in the nation. And so, California is, I love the state. But, there are some things that you do need to be aware of if you are from California moving east. To get Nevada, to Utah. So, nobody is going to mistreat you. We Nevadans are pretty cool. As long as you're not littering. As long as you are not bagging on our beautiful strip and now our Raiders and our Golden Knights and our Aces and our Aviators, as long as you respect the sports, as long as you respect the strip workers and the hotel workers and all of the workers, as long as you don't drive like a complete idiot and you're not high on the highways, we're not going to be rude to you, okay? We actually are very, very nice to all tourists. So if you're going to move here, we're going to be just as nice. Okay? We have a code in Nevada, whether you're in Northern Nevada, Southern Nevada, anywhere, that when you have tourists come, you treat them like queens, kings, whatever they want to be, because they're coming and bringing in money. So actually, Nevadans are really cool. We actually have a lot of patience because some of you tourists come into town, and you do stupid. And, you know, we clean up the vomit. We clean up the condoms. And we revel in your Vegas, baby. But we're not going to be rude to you. So I this idea that we're going to tell Californians to go home, no, that doesn't happen. Now, are there issues with the California exodus? Some good and bad. So one concern that a lot of us Nevadans have is our homes are not beachfront. We're in the desert. And the reason why we live in the desert and we not live in California, because many of us would love to live in California, is because our housing has been cheaper. The very first house I got with my husband when I graduated medical school and I was in residency was $126,000. And that was in the late 90s, early 2000, yeah, late 90s. $126,000 house. That house now is $500,000. Yeah, I sold it. I sold it. I don't still have that house. $500,000 properties in Las Vegas, when you're not beachfront, is a little hard to swallow. And the reason why they're so expensive is because we Nevadans will be put our house on the market. If another Nevadan doesn't want to spend that money, people escaping California and the high taxes and the high cost, they could sell their house for $1.5 million, come buy the $500,000 home for cash and say, you know what? I'm good. At least my house is paid off free and clear. Meanwhile, now the comps are higher, and you're like, okay, well, that's great that you could sell your house for that, but if you want to buy a new home in California, the average Nevadan can't do that. A Californian can, but a Nevadan can't. So California and China and other foreign investors that have the cash are buying up homes that were cheaper, and now things are a lot more expensive. Also, people are concerned a little bit about the politics. And about, you know, some of the laws. Nevada and California should not be diehard enemies. But if you do bring up the water situation, we're a little sore about that. All right. We get the Colorado. We're very grateful for the Colorado. Colorado comes. We share the Colorado with other states. But one of the biggest users of our Colorado River is California, a state that is along the Pacific. I get the Pacific is salt water, I get that. But California has access to so much water they need to take from us. And I understand there's agreements and there's, but, you know, as if you come to Nevada, don't bring up the water thing. All right? Because we Nevadans, we had to rip out the grass that our dogs, you know, would play in, that our kids would play in, and little swaths of grass we had to change out for the fake turf that has chemicals or rocks and landscaping that, desert landscaping that rattlesnakes hide in. You don't have rattlesnakes in grass, but you have rattlesnakes in bushes. And we in Las Vegas, and I can't speak for Reno, Nevada, and Northern Nevada, and Winnemucca, and all those other cities up there in Carson City, but in Southern Nevada, we had to take out grass and put desert landscaping that's home to rattlesnakes and scorpions and other stuff. Why? Because we have to conserve water. Meanwhile, we have thousands of Californians and other people moving into Nevada, flushing toilets, taking showers, right, shaving with the sink running, and there's no restrictions there. So, yeah, I'm not sore because, again, I am a Californian at birth. That's my native state. But, you know, there are some things that are concerning us a little bit. And so don't mess with our water. Don't mess with our workers. Don't be high on our roads. Okay? And don't be the California driving. Let me talk about California driving. And mind you, when I moved to, you know, L.A., Southern Cal, my last year of medical school, I got into 3 car accidents right away. And the reason why I got into 3 accidents, I was driving Nevada style. I was driving Northern Nevada style. Oh, yeah, come on in. You need to merge? Oh, go ahead. Northern Nevada drivers are really nice. So I get to California, and I'm getting beat up and pushed off the road because I never drove in California because I was a kid. I was only 5, 6 years old. Coming back as a Nevadan and as a Northern Nevadan, yeah, my driving was not up to speed. And so I got sideswiped, and I got hit. Some guy was backing up on Ventura, parallel parking. I mean, come on. And I get into an accident because he decides to back up on a road that's 35 miles an hour. So if you are going to come to Nevada, don't be screwing up the roads. And, I mean, these car accidents, don't be hitting our pedestrians. I understand that in Los Angeles, you don't have a lot of pedestrians, especially on the highways and things like that. In Nevada, we walk a lot. We also have a lot of homeless people. And I'm hearing every day that another pedestrian got hit. I'm not blaming California drivers for that, but I think I would like to see the numbers, because we Nevadans know that there's always somebody in the street. Because we've grown up in Nevada. I've been here since 1981, off and on, you know, between all the moving. And there has been construction all the time. So on my drive, I expect to pass at least 20 different construction sites. And I'm only 6 miles from the studio. I understand California has construction too. But I think what it is you're so used to traffic that all of a sudden you could actually drive over 35 miles an hour on a freeway and you just lose it. And then you're on our main streets, and our streets are really wide. We have some very wide streets. I don't know if you've ever been to Flamingo and Maryland Parkway. I mean, you could put a casino in that intersection. And so people think that they could just speed through and no. So don't be killing our pedestrians. Don't be rude to our workers. Go easy on the water. And don't change the politics. And you'll be fine. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The special counsel prosecuting former President Trump wants the Supreme Court to immediately decide Trump's immunity claim. Jack Smith is pushing to get that trial started on March 4th before the presidential election. The Supreme Court dismissing cases that challenge COVID-19 vaccine mandates for executive branch employees and military service members. The High Court rejecting three cases overturning appeals court decisions that favored those challenges. President Biden highlighting a $22 million grant for the Philadelphia Fire Department that would enable the reopening of three fire companies. The Biden administration defending its veto of a UN resolution for an immediate Israel-Hamas ceasefire, saying they're worried that could lead to Hamas controlling Gaza. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this email is a long one, but basically we have a listener who's believes his wife is a control freak and she is driving him crazy. And he doesn't want to divorce her, but how do you handle being married or working for somebody who is a control freak? Now, that's interesting. And contrary to popular opinion, I'm not a control freak. I'm actually a lot more lax. In fact, I'm kind of the opposite. I should actually take things more seriously than I do. And so I take sports seriously. Now, but if somebody didn't make a bed, I don't care. I don't care if the beds aren't made. I don't care if the toilet seat's up. I live with men. I live with boys. I don't care about the toilet seat being up. I don't care about if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's not flush and it's brown, yes, I will have a problem with that. So I think I could answer this objectively. As a physician, we have had couples fall apart because you have one part of the partnership that has different priorities and different ideas of how things should be done, and the other one feels like they are always being submissive to that other person or not pleasing them. And so this is actually something that I think is a big cause of couple breakup. Now, I had a friend of mine who said that, that the wife had kind of given him some crap that he was so busy that weekend that he wasn't home to do the chores. See, I don't give my husband chores. Now, I might ask him to do things, but don't call it chores. Chores, that's what our parents would give us. And, some of us got allowances, but most of us, you couldn't eat unless you did your chores. So I would first, just if you have a relationship, don't use the term chores. Use it for your kids, but don't use chores. Chores just as a negative term. So get that out of there. So one thing I suggest is, one, communicate, obviously. And, talk to your spouse. Say, look, I love you, and I want to be your partner, but I don't want us to have this relationship where you're telling me what to do. I know you don't mean to do it. And you're not bad yet. You're not bad yet, but I don't want it to turn into that. Meanwhile, you can be thinking it's really, really bad. And sometimes that might work. If you don't think it'll work talking to them, get a counselor. And marriages are just too important, and they're just too difficult to try to manage on your own if you really are with somebody who just has all these demands and things that need to be done. Now, mind you, if you're lazy and you're leaving your skid mark underwear, or if you're leaving all your hair and makeup stuff all over the place, or you're if the kids are getting sick because nobody's cleaning their rooms, that is something that can be a shared activity, not chore, but activity. But if it is obsessive and excessive, you need to get some help. Now, if it's not excessive, yes, there are things you could do. Now, I saw with one person who had anxiety, they wrote about how they gave themselves a limit that they could only get anxious about 12 things in one day. And then they weren't allowed to get anxious about it after that. Once they used up their 12 things, that's it. They had to blow it off. They only got 12 things they could be anxious about. And on some days, they didn't have 12 things. They were really happy about that. And they taught themselves how to be less anxious. So these limits might actually help with a little bit of wiggle room. So you know why Weight Watchers diets are pretty effective? Because there's a point system. You're given a limit of the points, depending on your age, your weight, your gender. And then there's some flexible wiggle room points. And so if, let's say, you get 28 points for that day, you have to stop at 28 points. That's it. You get some wiggle room points. If you use them up, then you can't have that wiggle room later on in the week. Maybe do something like that when it comes to things that your spouse wants you to have done. And say, look, all right, what we're going to do is I'll do 5 things you need me to do this weekend. 5? There's so much more. Actually, let's look at this. Or 5 things each day, which means 10 things to do this weekend. What are the 10 most important things? Because I have other things I need to do. I also don't want to be working all weekend when I work through the week. What are the 5 most important things? You choose. This way it gives them still that little control because they get to choose the priority, but it also limits. Well, I need this moved. I need this tree cut. I need the landscaping. I need this. I go, look, we're going to eventually get all of it done. But I think it's easier, and I think it's more pleasurable to do if we just set goals. And sometimes you could also turn it on you if you need to. You could say, look, I get overwhelmed. when there's all this stuff to do, I feel like I'm not going to please anybody and I'm going to just do a bad job. So I listened to Dr. Dahlia. Blame me. A lot of marriages, blame me. Go ahead and blame me. That's fine. I listened to Dr. Dahlia and she said to help organize ourselves, make a list, but a finite list. Because if you don't finish that list, you could feel bad. So make a short, but a list of the most important things. She says to do that with schoolwork, to do that with work, to do that with... So what are... If I'm going to do five things on Saturday and spend no more than 2 hours, what are the five important things you need done? It'll help me because I know I'm not going to do it. And I want to start getting things done, but I have to... there's just so much and I feel overwhelmed. Oh, okay, if you feel overwhelmed, but why don't we do this? This we need done, this, this, and this. But we do need this other thing done, okay? Can that be put to Sunday? Which of these could be put to the next day or the next weekend? Well, it's all important. I'll get overwhelmed. You know, let's pick. And, okay, and the list could be 6 if it has to, or 10. But try to limit that list to even 3. And get your spouse on a system. You don't have to always blame them. If you have an employer, same thing. Now, if you think they're going to fire you by saying, look, I want to do the task right, I want to do this, you know, then they're a crappy boss. But if you say, look, I want to do a good job, these are the things that you've given me, and you can do it in an email, saying you want this grant proposal, you want this marketing brief done, you want this, 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 and this. How I would email is say, you know, dear so-and-so, all right, I want to organize the tasks that you need me to do. So can you look at this list and make sure I'm not missing something? And can you also tell me what you need in order of importance? I want to do a good job, and I want to make sure I'm getting what needs to be done that needs to be done the soonest. I appreciate you, and thank you for helping me organize these tasks. Now, if they think it's passive-aggressive, that's on them. But now you have an email and you show the list. Now, another way you could do it, if you think they're going to think you're being passive-aggressive about it, is say, you know, so-and-so, this is the status of the tasks I'm on. I just want to let you know I'm working on them, but is there anything you need me to jump to the high priority list? This is where I'm at. And then after each task, you could say, I called so-and-so. I've already set up this conference. I did this. I did this. You know, this one's done. This one's done. And you could put a line through it because now you can put lines on your emails. And so sometimes you can do that with your boss where they see the list and it also helps you because when you're up for a review and they say you didn't do anything, you now show this is where I am at and this is what has been achieved on every task. They might not like the email, but at least you're covering your butt. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then there's a headline saying that doctors are doing unnecessary procedures to make money on patients. And we talk about everything on the show. I'm not here to say that the medical community are saints. We're going to be honest about things. And I tell you why things might be happening. And if there is a bad seed, we're going to talk about it. So let's, no, it's hard for me to be objective being a doctor, for people to think I could be objective. But I am going to be objective with this because that's what this show is about. Okay? I'm a radio host and then a doctor when I do my show. So it's hard when I'm a doctor to be a radio host first because these people really want a doctor. They don't want me here. Yeah. Oh, in fact, I actually almost did that with a patient. I go, well, thank you. Don't forget to call in. No. Don't call in to the show. No, just, yeah, you have to be seen on a medical platform that's HIPAA compliant. So one of the latest accusations is that thousands of patients may be undergoing vascular procedures too soon or unnecessarily. This comes from ProPublica, a nonprofit newsroom that investigates abuses of power, and this is being reported by ProPublica. And they said 4 years ago, researchers warned that the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, they warned them that some doctors were overusing or abusing invasive vascular procedures, increasing patients' chances of complications, which include amputation or even death. They handed the federal agency a list of outlier physicians they found in the government's insurer's own data, but the agency, they said, has done little to stop the practice and are still paying doctors. Working with data journalists from the health analytics group CareSet and in consultation with experts, ProPublica sought to better understand how physicians were using one particularly controversial procedure, which is the arthrectomy. And that basically helps open up vessels. And the doctors use a laser or bladed catheter to remove plaques from the patient's vessel walls. Treatments can be conducted in outpatient clinics. Medicare does reimburse generously, more than obviously a doctor visit. And these arthrectomies are useful. They are life-saving procedures. But ProPublica said that the majority of patients with milder symptoms, like leg pain while walking, which is called claudication, for those of you who have smoked or do have arterial buildup and plaque, when you start to walk and use your legs and the vessels constrict, it starts to hurt. Kind of like what happens with clogged arteries in the heart, where you start to decrease blood flow to the heart until you end up having a heart attack. You have low blood flow to the legs. And so with claudication, the first line would be exercise, maybe medication. We wouldn't go right to surgery if it was mild. If it's severe, we have to. So ProPublica analyzed Medicare claims, and they looked at people who had first-time arthrectomies between 2019 and 2022, and they said one in four patients underwent the invasive procedure only after only a diagnosis for claudication. Well, they say that's an early stage of vascular disease. If somebody had claudication, that could also be a sign of severe. So based on that, okay, a diagnosis of claudication, if I hear that you have claudication, I immediately want a vascular surgeon to investigate. And I'm not making any money on it. So they are basing it on that. So they said that accounts to 30,000 patients who have undergone procedures too soon or even possibly unnecessary. Now, I would really like to see the science a little better, because if they are analyzing Medicare claims and there's a diagnosis, and I'm telling you right now, you cannot, you should not do a procedure like this without having a diagnosis of claudication. If they're basing this on a button that was clicked to include a pretty important symptom, I can't say that these procedures are unnecessary. Now, that being said, are doctors doing unnecessary procedures? Well, here's the thing. I know there's bad apples. There, in any industry, there are bad apples. And I know that if doctors have a choice of doing a more lucrative procedure than an unlucrative procedure, and both help the patient, they would probably rather get paid more. That doesn't mean they'll always choose that. So, for example, you know, let's say somebody does dermatology and they take out lesions, you know, and if they find that the insurance company isn't paying to take out those skin lesions and they actually make more doing an office visit, they may then do fewer of those procedures and refer them out. And so when a physician or a medical practice is trying to look at their bottom line and cover their costs, a lot of procedures, especially with Medicare, will bundle, where if you get stitches in, that follow-up doesn't get paid for. So if you have a procedure done and you have stitches and the doctor says, come back so we can remove the stitches and we'll evaluate you, check you for infection, that visit is completely free. That doctor gets no money on that 20-minute follow-up or 10-minute follow-up that took a spot of a pain patient. So what some doctors are doing are dissolvable sutures. So you don't have to come back and get the stitches removed. They're not going to get paid to remove the stitches. Patient's happy. They don't have to come back. And it's a win-win for everybody. Now, me, I had everybody come back who I did a procedure on because I always wanted to make sure there was good proper healing. I always wanted to make, like, if I removed a toenail, I wanted to make sure there was no infection. I always did the follow-up, and I did it for free. I did a lot of free visits. But, yes, you might see physicians go, you know what? If I'm not going to get paid for the follow-up, I'm not going to force you to come in. You don't have to remove the sutures because they're already dissolvable. If there's an infection or any issues such as below, then call me. So things like that, yes, are happening. You could only work for free so much. And I hope it's not happening, but there might be doctors saying, look, I think your tonsils need to come out, so we're going to take them out. The problem is tonsillectomies don't pay that much. And so I have not heard of doctors bringing up unnecessary tonsillectomies. One of my doctor friends said he was only getting paid $200. So to go to the hospital, to scrub in, to do the procedure, he'd make more if he was in the office. Now, what guards against it? What guards against a doctor going, I'm going to just do expensive stuff on you? The insurance. If the insurance is going to have to pay for that tonsillectomy, they want to know why. What were the cultures? How many times did they have tonsillitis or strep? So you have to get authorization. If somebody is going to have an endarterectomy or an arthrectomy, the insurance company wants to know why. What does the ultrasound show? What does the scan show? So there's checks and balances. Because if an insurance company doesn't think the surgery needs to go through, and they're not just going to take the doctor's word for it, they're going to want to see objective imaging. So again, I don't know. I really need to see what this ProPublica data is, because if they're just basing it on the claudication was noted as an insurance claim, of course, claudication doesn't mean mild. Claudication means pain with walking. That's some serious stuff. You have claudication, you have got to be evaluated for clogged arteries. And we have to evaluate your cholesterol. We have to evaluate if we can improve the flow. Now, and on top of that, if a doctor doesn't try to help you and you end up losing your leg, they get sued and lose their license. So, you want to decrease procedures, you might want to also talk to attorneys. 1-877-DOC-BELLY, don't go away.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.